USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. President Biden speaking more about the eligibility expansion at a White House event.
I'm directing my COVID team to ensure there is a vaccine site within 5 miles of 90% of all Americans.
Pharmacies offering vaccinations will soon increase to nearly 40,000 across the United States. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is worried illegal immigrants being brought to his state for processing will spread coronavirus.
They are being handled appropriately, I am told, but what is happening to the adults that have been exposed to those children who have COVID?
He says the kids will stay at a handful of shelters across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Biden has continued to travel over the weekend to his Delaware home. This as the CDC is continuing to advise people to avoid non-essential travel. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the president and his traveling.
Well, I would say that the president travels, as does the vice president, on a private plane. That is the purview of every president and vice president throughout American history. That is, of course, different than traveling on a commercial flight and going to mass events. As you know, the president is not hosting rallies, nor is the vice president. We take the role of being models quite seriously, but I think most Americans would recognize the difference.
Prosecutors in Seattle, Washington are charging a Black Lives Matter activist with felony hate crime after he allegedly threatened multiple Asian Americans on two separate occasions earlier this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Major League Baseball fans prepare for opening day this week, when can we expect to have stadiums at full capacity?
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court decided on Monday to take up an abortion case from Kentucky. It's the first since Justice Amy Coney Barrett's addition to the court, giving it a 6-3 conservative majority. The case revolves around Kentucky's 2018 ban on abortions in which an unborn child is dismembered while still alive. Oral arguments of the case expected later this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.